it looks like we've got one more minute before we start. Anybody else want to get on the pre-round table check-in? If that's you, please call Whiskey 5 X-ray November Alpha. QST, QST, good afternoon. It's 1600 local time. Sunday, July 4th, 2021. This is W5 XNA, Whiskey 5 X-ray November Alpha. For the weekly 3830 roundtable, my name is Tom. I'm located in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And I will be today's host. The 3830 Roundtable gathers each Sunday at this time for informal conversation around the table between hams throughout the four-state Northwest Arkansas region. All general class hams and above are welcome to join in. Before we continue, let's break for anyone on frequency with short time or those who are checking in for the count only without comments. If so, please call now, giving your call slowly and phonetically, your name, and QTH. This is W5XA, standing by for short timers only. Nothing heard. First, let's acknowledge the following calls who were on frequency during the earlier pre-roundtable. We have N5SQI Rod, W5SFG Gene, KC0DX Ed, K6RLA Ken, KI5LBD Neil, K5XH, who's short time today, WB5L Len, and KG5DW Scott. Now let's take a list of regular check-ins, those joining in our list for roundtable discussion with comments. Well, this might be a short net tonight, this afternoon, and I can't blame anybody for not being on. It's a beautiful afternoon. People have tomorrow off as well, so before we go down the list, the question that I have for you is, what did you do, if anything, during field day, and did you do any radio this past week and weekend? And first we'll go to, first on the list, N5SQI Rod. Rob, thanks for joining the roundtable this afternoon. Good to hear you. And what was your experience during field day, if anything? And what have you been up to radio-wise? N5SQI from W5XNA.
W5XNA, this is N5SQI, Robin Krieger. So, field day, I was at the ARCUA and the Botanical Garden. And saw Murray and Bill and John and Dave, et cetera, et cetera. Got to see their, I think it's a 40-foot push-up fiberglass nested mast. And that was pretty neat. And I guess Bill and, of course, some other people as well running voice and CW for quite a while there. Murray. And satellite signals
N5SQY from W5XNA. Thanks for the comment. And yeah, that's one thing about field day is you get to see a lot of different equipment and antenna configurations and get some ideas. We had a get on the air station planned, and the operator was having some trouble with getting his flex radio to work, but he had a horse fence antenna, and I had never heard about it before. Maybe Gene has, or probably Gene has. But he swears by it, and he was going to be using that for his antenna. And he had a couple of antennas, and one was for 40. And he said, you like working 40? I said, yeah, I like 15 and 40 a lot. And he says, we'll try this antenna out. So I've got it in my garage right now, and I'm going to get everything that I need to try this antenna out. And if you have any comments about the horse fence antenna, I would appreciate it. And, yes, the 2 meter at 8 o'clock is a little bit of a struggle for me. I got the Icon 2300H at 65 watts, and Yagi pointed in the direction, but I've got a lot of vegetation to try to cut through. So I don't have a great signal to hit that repeater, but I make the effort. And it's good to hear you, Rob, as usual, and we're going to break with Rob. And next on the list is Gene. W5FD. Gene, how are you doing this afternoon? And any comments about field day or what you've been up to radio-wise? W5FD from W5XNA. Gene, are you with us?
Gene, are you in there?
Yes, sir, I am. But boy, it's a big noise floor.
No, he's calling Gene over in Prairie Grove there, Neil.
There.
Well, we'll come back to Gene, and that brings us up to Ed. Ed, how are you doing this afternoon, and what have you been up to radio-wise? And thanks for being one of the moderators for this roundtable. And so I'll say KC0DX from W5XNA.
Okay, real good, Tom. Good afternoon, and hello to everybody on the Bella Vista Roundtable this afternoon. Happy 4th of July, Independence Day. And hope everybody's doing like me. This is KC0DX, Ed in Bentonville. And thanks, Tom, for doing the roundtable today. Really appreciate that. And the band is squirrely. There'll be times when you're real good and strong, and then there's other times when everybody fades out. So it's just that solar storm that's hitting the earth today, and that's going on for sure. Well, field day, I was doing several things. I was painting my door trim on my front door, my patio door, and my garage door. And then I cleaned those metal plates off at the bottom, the kick plate. I used steel wool to clean all three of those. And in between all that, I was doing work around here in my garden and yard, did my yard mowing and all that. And then I came in the house, and I'd operate field day from the house for a while. And so I did get to operate quite a bit, actually. Made a lot of contacts, mostly CW, and really enjoyed all the field day participation. It was fun. This week, as far as operating was going on, I worked with 13 colonies. The 13 colonies are still on the air, and you can work all 13 of them. There's two extra stations, I believe, and I worked those also. And you can do it in a day with the internet and the DX cluster and just hop from one band to another on those frequencies. And you can work all 13 colonies, and that's a lot of fun. I do that every year on the 4th of July. And they'll send you a certificate if you send them an envelope. So it's pretty cool to work all 13 colonies and realize what this holiday is really all about, you know, how they started this country, so to speak, back in those days. So a lot of people sacrificed their lives for us to have independence, especially from Britain when they were taxing us to death. So anyway, we're very thankful to have the freedoms we have, and especially on the 4th of July. Thanks a lot, Tom. Been busy here at my place. My brother, Scott from Fayetteville, drove up yesterday, and he never comes by to see me. And we really had a wonderful visit. I gave him some garden produce, tomatoes, onions, peppers, lettuce, carrots, all kinds of stuff out of my garden. Gave him a sack of that stuff to take home with him. So isn't it wonderful on the holiday to be able to visit with your family and friends? That's what I'm doing here. I got a real nice greeting card, a 4th of July card, from on the internet from my friends in Denmark. Val and Vivi, the next door neighbor's daughter, Tanya, and Nathan, they live next door to me here. I'm friends with her parents, and they live over in Denmark. And they have a beautiful solar hot house with a garden, an English garden inside that thing, and beautiful homes. You know how the Europeans and the British do. They're actually from England and Denmark, but they reside in Denmark, and their son is a pilot over there. Well, the COVID's got their son on standby now where he's not flying the planes, so he's working with the COVID response team, probably giving vaccinations right now. But it was really nice to hear from my friends on the other side of the world, and they do understand I'm a ham radio operator, and I talked to a guy in Denmark that's totally blind. And so we're good friends, and isn't that nice on a holiday for them to send you a greeting? So I'm enjoying the holiday. I barbecued two times, Tom. I cooked hamburgers, and I cooked hot dogs, and I smoked them on my river grill, and they're delicious. And I've got potato salad, coleslaw, watermelon, ice cream, cherry pie. I'm enjoying the fourth this year, and especially with my new roof on my house. That makes me feel good. Thanks a lot, Tom, for letting me ramble on here. And enjoy the fourth. Thanks a lot for doing the net. And we'll talk to you later. W5XLA, KC0DX. Happy fourth, everybody.
KC0DX. From W5XNA. Well, Ed, you're making my mouth water. My son is barbecuing right now, and we'll be eating shortly, but we just kept it really simple. Hot dog, bratwurst, potato salad, watermelon, and salmon. So those are a good combination for any 4th of July. And, the band was horrible just before you got on, Ed, and then all of a sudden it was like you were sitting in the chair next to me. So it's crazy with this solar flare and everything. And you're right, 13 colonies is fun, and it's also a great way for some newer people to get some of the space that they need for work all state. So... thanks for joining us this afternoon, Ed. And, you're talking about your friend from Denmark. And yesterday I got a Facebook Messenger message from folks I haven't heard from in a little while. Frankly, I was worried about how they were doing because they're in Australia. And, but we had a nice back and forth email. A good friend of ours, and everybody is doing well over there. So, made me feel good. All right, thanks, Ed. And we're going to break to Ken. And before we go to Ken, we're going to have a call out for any other stations that would like to get in on the 3830 roundtable for July 14th, 2021. If that is you, please call W5XNA. Hearing nothing, we'll go to Kat, K6RLA. Kat, how are you doing this afternoon, and what's been going on in your ham radio world? K6RLA from W5XNA.
X-N-A. Thank you, Tom. K5XNA, K6RLA, in Bella Vista.
Happy Independence Day, everybody. I always like to ask people, do they celebrate the 4th of July? And
Roger, I could barely hear him. He's going in and out.
Yeah, he disappeared completely, and then he came in one time, and then he went out again. So he's got an intermittent SWR problem, he said, and he tried to check in.
Roger, Roger. Well, Ken, you can hear us. Thanks for checking in. Happy 4th of July, and I hope to see you are able to pinpoint what's going on with your rig, and I wish you the best 73, and we'll be back with Neil. Neil, how are you doing this afternoon? What was field day like for you? And what have you been doing in the hobby? KI5LVD from W5XNA.
W5XNA, thank you so much for running the nest, Tom. Really appreciate it. Field day was great. Went down to Winslow and turned left. About 5-6 miles from Winslow, we were in an open meadow that is only used by horses, no cow pies to dodge. And 2,200 feet elevation, and Alan Katz had a 520-foot delta loop set up. Man, was he busy. So well. I never saw one like that, but that was an experience. Had a wonderful feed, brisket, pulled pork, chicken, two kinds of homemade ice cream, potato salad, coleslaw, macaroni salad. Oh, it was too much. To say the least, it was wonderful. Anyways, I didn't operate. I did. I got 4 or 5 contacts while somebody wanted a break to eat or whatever like that. But it was a good time, and I can't wait already for next year. I'll tell you what, that is some celebration. Speaking of, happy Independence Day to everybody. My day didn't start so good. I had to climb some rocks to dig a hole to get the house down in. But I got that done by 7:30, so before the dog up to bed. Digging around in a shovel, and that was it. More digging around in a shovel. But, oh well, got to do things like that some days. Anyways, I wish everybody happy and safe tours, and stay well, stay away from that COVID stuff, and hang in there and be safe. KI5LVD, 73 to all, and I'm clear.
KI5LVD, that's an 8. Well, Neil, thanks for the report on the field day. It sounds like very successful and a lot of fun. And I'm just curious, how long did you guys operate for? KI5LVD for W5XNA. Neil, how long did you guys operate for? Well, he might have just turned off his rig. All right, and next in line was Mark, 35XH, who a short time going over to a nice party outside. Mark is not too far, but Mark is good. He's in the Baldwin, which is right southeast of Fayetteville. And next is our newly retired ex-president of the ERC and newly retired gentleman, Glenn. Glenn, how are you doing this afternoon? And tell us about what's been going on.
W5L?
W5XNA. WB5L from W5XNA. Well, Glenn, I looked up WA4PUB's QRZ page, and he's got quite a bio, and he's got a lot of experience. He's been in the hobby since 1948. So it was great that you guys connected for sure. And speaking of field day, before we get near the end of the list, here's Scott, hang on, we'll be with you, you're next on the list. But I put the totals, a screenshot of the totals for our N5BVA participation in field day. I took a, Nick sent me the CW one, and then Joe sent me the digital one, and I had the phone, and put them all together in N3FJB, and we ended up with 944 CW contacts, 75 phones, 28 digital, total points 2019. So, and that's with only operating for just half of the time allotted. So I didn't think it was going to rain two field days in a row, but it did. And the worst part about it is, you know, if you're sitting there and then you can't operate because of lightning strikes and things like that, you're just sitting there. And that can be, that makes for a long couple of hours. So, anyway, next year, it's not going to rain, I guarantee. Good to hear you, Glenn, and congratulations again on your retirement, and thanks for all that you do for the Bella Vista Radio Club. And we'll say 73, and happy 4th of July. And that, now we come to the last on the list, Scott, KT5EW. How are you this afternoon? You're coming in a little weak, but maybe the band is picked up a little bit and you'll be a little bit more readable. KT5EW from W5XNA.
W5XNA in the group, KT5EW. Is this any better?
Yes, it is.
All right. Good afternoon to everybody. It's been a while since I've checked in. Field day. I went to two different field day sites and how they were set up. I checked out the Tampa group over here, Creek County, the suburb of the Tampa Bay area, and then I went over to the Amateur Radio Club on Channel Park, and I was
KG5EW for W5XMA. Well, thanks, Bill. It's good that you got some operating in and got to visit a couple of clubs' field days. And it's always good to see what rigs are out there and antenna setups and everything else. I'm curious, in your area, your QTH, did you get the rain that we got here in Northwest Arkansas?
W5XNA, KG5EW. I got 8.12 inches at my location. I'm west of Sand Springs, out near a place called Shell Lake. And 8.12 inches is what I ended up with. So it's pretty bad. We washed out our creek crossing. We're having to make alternate arrangements because I can't get the vehicles across. So parking out on the road.
KG5EW from W5XMA. All right. Well, thanks for that report, and thanks for joining our roundtable, and don't be a stranger. You know where to find us, and it's good hearing from you. And that brings us to the end of the list. So I'll have one last call for anyone that wants to get in on the July 4th, 2021 3830 roundtable. If that is you, please call Whiskey 5 X-Ray November Alpha, W5XNA. Well, I'm hearing none. And we had eight check-ins this afternoon, and we appreciate you taking time out from your 4th of July to spend a little bit of time on the air with us. And remember that we are here 1600 hours local time every Sunday afternoon on 3830. This is W5XNA operating the moderating position for the roundtable this afternoon. Wishing everyone a happy 4th of July, 73, from W5XNA.
Thanks for running the net, Tom. And happy 4th, everyone, N5SQY here.
Thanks, Rob, and happy 4th of July to you and your family. W5XNA.